this week on the Netcod podcast, the Tancast podcast, Tim, Andy, and Noah celebrate 200 episodes by devoting an entire show to answering your emails. Also, there's a very misleading cameo by me at the top of the show, leading you to believe that I'm in the rest of the episode. I'm not. This is it. And I'm out.
Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast 200!
200, baby!
Let's get ready to fail!
Oh no, we're always ready to fail.
We were born ready to fail.
How can we think that get that guy to announce us?
I was failing before I was born. Literally.
I bet we could afford him. We could start a Kickstarter project. Get Boxer Guy to announce us.
Michael Buffer?
To what end?
We'll get him money to hire him.
Why would we want him?
I don't know. He's got a nice voice.
Why don't we get James Earl Jones if we're going to do a Kickstarter?
Well, he's not exciting.
This is Tancast.
And we'll just put a...
Or for all the Rush Limbaugh listeners, you are listening to the FAIL Network.
I'm sorry, what was that? Speak over each other?
we should get Michael Jackson or Morgan Freeman.
Michael Jackson?
Not Michael Jackson. Morgan Freeman or Samuel Jackson.
I'm like, we can get Michael Jackson right now. Here it is.
Kickstarter.
Oh, I have this old gypsy lady in my pocket. Perfect. I've been wondering what to do with her.
Hang on. Let me get my Ouija board.
The little slidey thing on top is moonwalking. It's moonwalking.
Oh, that would be awesome if we got Samuel L. Jackson. That is worth the Kickstarter right there.
Yep.
I'm tired of these motherfucking idiots on this motherfucking Tancast.
On this motherfucking internet.
Doom do doom do doom do 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 do.
By the way, I'm Tim, one of the motherfucking idiots in this motherfucking Tancast.
I'm Andy, and I'm the fattest motherfucking idiot in this motherfucking Tancast.
I'm Noah, the fittest idiot in this motherfucking Tancast. I wonder if I tweet at him, would he reply? Samuel Jackson.
Probably all in caps.
Hey, Samuel Jackson, will you introduce my podcast?
This is how I tweet. Haven't you seen my thumbs? speaking of Samuel L. Jackson, because I'm taking one thing just like Noah and using it to turn it to the next thing that popped into my fucking head, him doing all those Siri commercials, he is never screaming at Siri. I seem to be constantly screaming at Siri.
If anyone should be screaming at Siri, it should be Samuel Jackson.
Yes.
It's an inanimate object. Why are you screaming at it?
I realized that about like 5 minutes I'm in the car on the way home. Traffic's heavy. I keep hitting the button going, play Drinking Buddies podcast. And it waits and waits and waits and then comes back with the, I'm sorry, there seems to be a problem. Bullshit. Over and over and over. Finally, I hit like a red light and I was able to get in and find it manually quickly without rear-ending anybody or anything. But I'm sitting there at the end, I'm just like screaming, I'm like, play fucking Drinking Buddies podcast! And then I realize I am screaming at my magic game and porn box that works everywhere because it's not listening to my voice. I need to calm the fuck down.
That is true.
Yeah. Like, it just suddenly hit me. I'm like, the traffic. I'm in fucking traffic, and the traffic's not bothering me. It's the fact that this magical box that can communicate with faraway servers that can listen to my voice, turn it into text, and then figure out what my fat, flappy lips are trying to tell it to do, isn't working right this second. Anyways.
That's a hell of a thing.
Yeah. I got a lot of anger, and a lot of it's misplaced.
That it is.
Of that, there is no doubt.
Yep.
We do not doubt it. You don't need to shout.
Oh, and I did get the Drinking Buddies podcast to work. And Noah, I enjoyed your little call in talking about Coachella.
That was like, surreal to hear Noah on another podcast.
It was. It's like something has gone wrong with the world. It's spreading. Like our
he's
cancer
not an entertainer.
Is
he's just my chuckleheaded friend who's on my podcast.
Yes. Like I've seen that guy's dick. What's he doing on the
radio?
And he
went a different gay way with it, but whatever.
I love that they started off like before Noah's even on. They started off like making Noah's packages so big jokes. Like that is what is right with the universe.
My package is getting too big. I think I'm putting my package in retirement.
Noah's dick is so big, it doesn't fit in one podcast anymore.
It was funny, after we recorded the last episode that we actually recorded before the two comedy episodes that no one seems to care about.
I care. I enjoyed it. You got
I
to Larry.
I got like one comment like, hey, this is Chelsea. I still exist.
The internet's not broken.
I'm sticking with you despite this shit. But anyway, the last episode we recorded, after we were done, Noah was like, oh, I forgot to tell you about that I found a butt plug at Coachella. And then I heard him tell the story on Drinking Buddies. I don't think we missed anything. Found a butt plug. That's odd. Anyway. I'm like, that's it, Noah? That's the story?
Yeah. I mean, that's it. I was walking along. I was like, that butt plug? Yes, that is. And I kept walking.
Hang on. For Chris at Drinking Buddies, I'm going to turn this into NPR. Noah, can you describe the butt plug for us? Paint us a word picture.
Well, I was walking along, just minding my own business, going to the next show, and I stop for a moment. I look on the ground, and I lean closer, and I go, what is this? Is this a butt plug? So I kick it. You know, it rolls around a little bit, shaped like a butt plug. I don't know.
And
did you really kick it?
Thinking back to your childhood, were there any thoughts that encountering this butt plug suddenly? I mean, it must have been a surprise for you.
Well, to remind me when my mom used to take my temperature rectally.
Jesus.
Well, I bet it wasn't anywhere as big as that butt plug, right?
So right.
You're listening to Rank Air. See, the three people who also listen to NPR just got that part.
Great.
They chuckled. Oh, and Chris, also, if you're still listening, I would totally go to NPR Ella with you.
Oh, it was because Chris asked, no, Jerry asked if either Andy or I would go to something like Coachella, and Noah said no, and Chris said I probably wouldn't go, but I would go to like an NPR type event like that.
They got like Car Talk in one tent, and Wait, Don't Tell Me in another one. And
fuck that mess.
Car Talk is funny, but I always wanted to hear real advice. I'm like, I want to know shit about my car. I'm like, you guys are not helpful.
There is a podcast about cars.
I'm sure there is
stuff you should
one.
Know, people, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. That one, I started listening to it, and I got bored.
Yeah, I've discovered a trend with the podcasts that I listen to. I like to listen to podcasts, and even if it has no impact on my life, particularly if it has no like useful bearing on my life, I like to learn things. I think that's why I like listening to The Nerdist, and I like listening to Drinking Buddies, and I like listening to Stuff You Should Know, and Stuff You Miss
in Hitch
Request.
Do you learn stuff on The Nerdist?
Yeah, I mean, he gets into stuff with, like, actors and comedians and stuff like that about their process and about, like, their history in the business and about their thoughts on, like, dealing with failure and a bunch of other, like he gets kind of deep into some shit sometimes. And it's like, wow, this is really interesting, like, hearing somebody really kind of look back on their life and sort of pick pieces apart and, you know, hand out free knowledge. That gets fascinating.
Free knowledge here. Yeah. Get your free knowledge.
It's
get your knowledge.
You,
it's free. Get it. Get your knowledge here.
Delicious knowledge. We have salted knowledge. We have steam
on
knowledge.
Speaking of looking back on your life, should we read emails?
Do you want to read some tan laughs first?
Sure.
All right.
Quick shout out to Jess. Lady had his baby. You're doing it, buddy.
Mm. Yay!
Hooray for your balls!
You're doing it. Well, probably not right now, but you will be soon.
Yep.
Once that shit heals up.
Yep. Once it goes back to normal shape.
And the hormones start getting back to their normal even keel.
Oh, shizzle. My nizzles.
For shizzle.
All right.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
And laughs!
All right, so this Tan Laugh is from Cody. Says, hello, Tim, Andy, and Noah. This Tan Laugh I made as a poke at Tim. You put poke in quotation marks, so I'm not sure if it's supposed to be sexually
interpreted as well. No, I think when you get to the punchline, you'll figure it out.
I know, I've already read it. I'm just trying to make a gay joke.
Oh.
Fucking, how many tangents do we fucking let you go off on? You're not going to let me just make this little joke? Fuck you, Andy. Fuck you in your ass.
Wow. It's starting up angry at Tankcast 200.
Hey, now
the
I
listeners
know that
have
Jerry...
said they like it when Tim is angry.
Yes, Jerry likes it when Tim is angry and Andy uses a lot of words. So I think we're servicing like a quarter of our constituency right now.
Okay, so anyway, this is Cody's joke. Noah's cock is so big, people actually bought its comedy CD.
I've read that line four times now. It's still funny.
It made me laugh a lot the first time I read it. And this, he goes on to say, and this Tan Laugh was made by Angela. Noah's cock is so big, Asians don't trust it. That's all we can come up with for now. Happy 200th show, Cody. Thank you, Cody.
Yay, Cody!
You, sir, are doing it.
I got one.
All right, Noah, go ahead.
It's from Jonathan. A father and mother and son were going to Europe, and they're going to visit the new beaches while they were there. They didn't want their son to get a distorted view of beauty, so they told him that the man with the really big dicks were really dumb, and the woman with really big tits were really dumb. When they got to the beach, they split up. Later, the mother saw the son and asked where his dad was. The boy said, well, the last time I saw him, he was talking to this really, really, really dumb blonde, and the longer they talked, the dumber he got.
Yes!
To steal a phrase, schwing! All right, I've
Andy,
got it.
Andy, bring it home.
I got a short one. And also, I have a joke.
We know.
This one's from Todd. I dated a midget once, and I was nuts over her.
That's a good one.
Oh, midgets. I saw a midget riding a bike. The little bike was so tiny, it was adorable. That's all.
I saw a midget when I was up in Port Townsend for, which is why we didn't record last week, and it was at the same bar. I saw a black person and a midget at the same time. I'm like, which one is more rare here in Port Townsend?
You'd really have to sit and watch the crowd and see which one they double-taked at. Double-took? I don't know. Grammar girl?
Yeah, she's totally listening. Oh, speaking of which, I should talk about, so we're doing this listener email show for our 200th episode because every single other thing I thought of didn't pan out.
Oh.
I liked it, Tim. I think you landed on a winner.
It's one of those things where it kind of like the DeLorean in Back to the Future, like the idea they had to quote unquote settle for is way better than the idea they were gonna go with.
I don't
which
know
was Marty locking himself inside a refrigerator at the scene of an atom blast. Or atom bomb blast.
Oh yeah, DeLorean way better.
Exactly. So so I wanted to go through some of the things that were tried and failed. So You may remember a couple, many weeks ago, I said, let's start this thing where we all retweet this thing to the Nerdist to have them come on and talk about Superman rape. Nothing. Never heard from them at all. I saw a bunch of you guys retweeted it, and thank you for that, but they didn't give a fuck.
I think it may be that they thought, I was looking back on it, and maybe they thought that like we were just trying to get a plug or something like that. I was like, I don't care if you guys don't publicize it at all. You don't want us to publicize it at all. I just thought it would be fucking hilarious to have those three guys actually weigh in on the Superman rape debate.
Yes. So after that, reached out to... Who was next? Who was my next idea? Oh, well, I was re-listening to our 100th episode, and if you haven't, go back and re-listen to our 100th episode. I think it's one of our funniest episodes. I may have said this on the show recently. And that was the one where we had Jeff on. So I was like, well, we should have Jeff on for the 200th for, like, symmetry. Mm-hmm. But Jeff is busy tonight, so we couldn't have Jeff on. Then I was like, you know, one of the awesome would be to, since Van hasn't done a Netcot in a long time, and he's been one of, you know, we've had him on a couple times, three different episodes. I would say they're all pretty funny.
Yeah.
And certainly he's a favorite among a lot of our listeners who came to us from Netcot. I was like, well, we should bring Van out of retirement for this podcast. And I asked him, but he was just too busy to do a whole episode, which is why he did the little intro for us at the beginning. So thank you very much to Van for that. But that fell through. So then I was like, I went back and re-listened to the first episode, which I do not recommend anybody go do. Holy shit, it sucks.
Really?
We are horrible. Like, we talk over each other now, but I just left it that way in the edit. It's just like, you can't understand what the fuck is going on. It is horrid.
Three fucking idiots with no clue what they're doing and an editor who's never edited a show.
And just, like, it's a conversation, like, it just spins off and goes different directions, like, without any, I don't know, I just feel like there's no resolution to what we're talking about. It's just like, let's talk about this. Fuck it, it's not going anywhere. Let's go. Like, and just jibber-jabber over the top of each other. And we were trying to review Indiana Jones and don't get to it until, like, minute 30 or something like that. Even though we started off, like, 2 minutes in saying, so who saw Indiana Jones? And then 30 minutes later, we finally talk about it. Which is why the episode is entitled, So... Indiana Jones, because we that was, you know, our segue. So
yeah, it's not a pitch for a Disney Channel. Oh, that's so indie.
So I figured we would, since the Avengers just came out, I was like, oh, we'll all review Avengers. We'll do a So Avengers thing as sort of a throwback to our first episode. Andy hasn't seen the Avengers yet and won't until next weekend.
I'm telling you, I'm going to see it in 2 days. If we could have recorded this on Saturday night, it would have been fine.
Yes, yes, you still suck.
Okay.
So...
For free.
So I think... Was it at that point I ran out of idea? I want to say there was at least... Oh, I remember. Because I remember Grandma Girl saying she would be willing to be on the show. But I don't want to do our normal show with Grandma Girl on the show. You know what I mean? I don't want to talk about fucking Noah's fat cock and fucking Superman rape and whatnot. Hey, Grandma Girl, welcome to the show. But on the other hand,
Dead
I don't want
babies.
To put out the show. I don't want to put out the Dampered show we do with her on the show. Like, she's like, why do people listen to this? It's boring and uninteresting. Well, normally we swear.
A lot. Fucking tons.
Wait, she said she would be on it?
A long time ago, I made some joke about it, and she's like, or on Twitter, and she's like, I'd love to be on your show. I was like, oh, Christ, no, you wouldn't.
Maybe she would. Maybe Grandma Girl has this little dark seed inside of her, and we're the water for that seed. Soon it's going to be a big black tree. Well,
and so after all that, I was like, you know what? Why don't we just fucking salute the people who let us get to 200 episodes because they were, you know, giving us feedback all this time. So let's talk about what they want to talk about. They're the ones listening to it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
If we didn't have listeners, I mean, if our three listeners were named Tim, Andy, and Noah, I don't know that we would have made 200. We might have gotten bored with this process a while back. And when we kicked it off, it was like, I totally had this thought in my head of, fuck it, it'll be funny, we'll do it, nobody's ever going to listen. But, you know, as long as it amuses us, we'll throw it up. In fact, the less we care about it, the better, because then we don't have to worry about failure and, you know, feeling like failures and all the rest. But now it's like people, some people, not many, but some people fucking care about this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I let you guys down weekly.
W-E-A-K-L-Y.
Yes, weekly.
I just drop you on your head, like Tim running with a girl.
Good callback, Noah. And I'll just get up bleeding. It's so funny.
It's okay. I like your podcast. I gotta go now.
Oh, before we do get to the listener email, I did catch up on Thor and Captain America. I definitely think Captain America is better. Also watched Horrible Bosses over the 2 week break. I would fuck Jennifer Aniston. Goodness me.
Okay.
Oh, good lord.
Now.
And that's it.
I saw the House finale.
Oh, don't spoil it. We've got like 8 episodes stacked up on the TiVo.
You are a
Jesus
piece
Christ.
Of shit.
I work like an hour and a half away from here.
Piece of shit. Let's go. Piece of shit. Andy is piece of shit. Yeah. Woo.
I spend like 12 hours a day out of the house. I spend another
Andy
hour
sucks
getting ready.
Nuts.
Andy sucks nuts.
My time
I'm telling
watching
you,
TV.
We should have a spin-off podcast called Shit on Andy.
I don't need to spin it off. It's already
Andy will just say stuff and we'll shit on for it.
That's
yeah,
podcast.
I helped some homeless people today. Oh, yeah. You probably ate their food, didn't you, Andy? I don't know.
Jesus.
Sorry. I'll just give an example. I love you, Andy.
Too soon.
I think
too
that was a little rough even for Tim. Tim's like, lube that hate boner up before you shove it in, big boy.
I thought it was kind of meh.
I actually liked the House finale quite a bit.
Interesting. All right.
There was only one... There was, you know... There was one thing I felt the lack of one character's return was annoying.
do 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 do.
I am speaking generally, dickbag. Okay, you won't let me talk about the Avengers. I'm talking about House. So then it turns out House is Luke Skywalker's father. Holy shit!
Holy shit! And Data's a woman.
I liked it. I liked the. I even liked the ending, which I you'd think I wouldn't, but I did.
All right. Very good. Well, that's gonna be tough, man.
Like a show that's run that long, find an ending that like everybody's gonna like, or that still feels true to the show, or you know, because real life like doesn't end. Like one person may die, but like the rest of their family goes on, their friends go on. It's not like everybody just gets together and it's like, oh, well, okay, unless you're a member of like the Heaven's Gate cult, it's not like everybody gets together and like, all right, this is it, finale.
That's what I liked about it. I thought it was very true to the show, to the spirit of the show, and. Except for the absence of that one thing.
I have a sneaking suspicion I already know what you're talking about. I'm also really good at 20
questions. I think it's been in the news which character didn't come back for the finale.
I had a sneaking suspicion before they started the season which character would not be back for the finale. Shall I just say it?
Sure.
Lisa Cuddy.
Oh, fuck, no. Just kidding, yeah.
All right. I was like, oh, I love to be surprised. No, nope. Big fucking brain, always fucking right.
So apparently they wanted to dock her pay at the beginning of the season, which is why she didn't come back for season 8. And I guess that left a sour taste in her mouth and she didn't come back. But she came back for that stupid hour-long retrospective beforehand. Like, she was talking. I'm like, fucking if they could get you in a room for that, fucking put on some makeup and say cutty lines.
Why did they dock her pay?
They wanted her to take a pay cut. Maybe the show was... maybe Fox was cutting their budget. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, bullshit. A lot of times, like, as big actors get on in years in the show and their pay goes up and up and up, other people who are, like, supporting actors, their pay gets cut. Or they try to replace somebody with somebody who seems an awful lot like them. Anyways.
Noah, do you have a quick rundown of the week?
The week?
Weeks.
Mm-hmm. So much has happened. We probably should just... I mean, is this going to be a long episode?
Not super long.
Okay. I mean, because we got quite a few emails.
Yeah.
With questions. I was at a wedding.
I didn't think you needed to... step us through every single thing that happened to you. We were just hitting
well,
like...
Well, I got
yeah,
up
that's
on
why I
Monday.
Said quick rundown. Jesus.
I had some
on
breakfast.
Monday, I
it
got
was a
up
hard
and had toast.
Then I had a banana. And then I had some yogurt with a little bit of granola. It was this granola from Costco.
Hey, Andy, this bit's run its course.
I'm in my head thinking, how do I tell Noah to shut the fuck up in a funny way? And then Andy did it for me.
I was at a wedding. I saw Avengers. I went on a midnight bike ride.
Oh!
Interesting. Interesting. I know I got a squeaky there.
I've watched the Beta Breakers go by.
I'm going to grab a lozenge while you keep telling us about your week.
I think those are the highlights. Don't get run over, old lady.
What's out Noah's window?
Oh, apparently stepping off into the street while the cars were going.
Dude, one of my neighbors did that when I was coming home tonight. Like, he looks behind, sees me, and still steps in the street. I'm like, fuck, the dude's suicidal.
Maybe he's like, I know him, he won't hit me.
That's when you kill a motherfucker.
Oh, I was like feet from hitting him. Like, it's really narrow roads. But, like, he just walked out, and I, like, swerved around him. Like, no squealing tires or anything like that. I wasn't going that fast, but... It was a fairly narrow thing that I didn't murder somebody. Well, I guess it'd be manslaughter. They probably wouldn't have arrested me.
He might not have died.
That's true. It was low speed.
Someone in San Francisco, did I tell you about this? Killed someone on a bike? Did I tell you that a couple weeks ago?
I like that you don't want to tell us about your week because you think it's going to extend the episode, but you're like, fuck it, here's a random news story.
That's it. Someone on a bike killed a pedestrian.
That's not it!
That's it! Google it.
Fuck you! Cut it out of the show. Okay, I will.
That's all. It's just a minute, baby. Relax.
You relax.
Oh.
You guys are going to love the show. Now it's Angry Tim every week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not special if you do it every week.
Oh, it's special, you fuck.
We've alienated half of our listeners, and the rest of them are in heaven. I have a feet kick back and forth story.
Oh, Christ.
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
I was yelling at Drew or telling him not to do something. I'd taken something away from him. And he looks at me and with a very serious look on his face says, Daddy, you're an asshole. I tried my hardest not to laugh at that, because I gotta be a responsible dad. Like, I'm like, son, that is a mommy and daddy word. You are not to use that word, or you will get a spanking and put on timeout, like shaking my finger. And he looks at me and kind of gives me an angry face. I go, tell me you understand what I'm saying, or I'll put you on timeout right now. And he takes a deep breath and goes, fine. Daddy, when I get bigger, then I call you asshole.
Really? That's what he said?
Yes. I'm like, fuck, I cannot fault your logic. Caitlin is standing right behind him, like turning purple, trying not to laugh out loud, because she can see me trying to keep my own composure. And when he goes, then I'll call you an asshole, she just turns away, like both hands in her face, and is just like tears down her cheeks. I was like, yep, when you're bigger, you will. I can see that day.
Can't get anything past that kid. See, that is a funny, interesting story.
Yeah, as opposed to the kick in the feet.
See, which is not, he's getting
neither
interesting.
Neither funny nor interesting.
No, nope. Now he's interesting.
It's the fact that you can't tell the difference that disturbs us.
I'm a parent. It's all interesting to me.
I'm a parent. I know what shit is interesting and what shit isn't.
I'm a. It was like.
Have
being...
I told you one fucking story about my fucking kid doing mundane shit? No.
Okay, I felt like Jane Goodall. It's like I'm sitting here observing this little primate who's developed from something kind of fish-like to something kind of mammal-like, and
was like, actually, he logically think about things like, oh, I can't call you asshole, so I get bigger, I'll call you an asshole. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's a big person word? All right, well, you just wait, fatty.
Plus, your son's calling you an asshole. Comedy from the get-go.
Yep.
All right, let's get into some listener emails, my friends.
Let's do that.
Captain. Incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
TanCast! Listener email!
We got quite a few.
Can I read one from Facebook really quick, since I know you guys didn't see it?
Oh, yeah.
What? I saw all the ones on Facebook. I'm lying.
I saw everyone on Facebook.
Go ahead.
Like you. This one is from Nate's wife, Michelle, the one who got the recent trip to Mystic. Mystic. Yep. Maybe 200 episodes, but it's still TanCast.
She said
a few things. Thank you guys so much for doing that. It was hilarious and much appreciated. We had a fun and relaxed. We had fun and we relaxed, boned, and ate at restaurants with poor lighting. A good time.
Mm.
I like that she throws boned in the middle.
Paint us a word picture.
Lila is pronounced Lila.
Sorry.
I don't remember what episode this was, but Nate asked us to tell her. Basically, we told her where she was going for her anniversary, I think it was?
Yes.
Or was it her birthday?
Yeah, they were dropping the kids off, and they were heading up for a wonderful week of being long weekend. It's all falling out of
Not
my
the
head.
Sticking point you need to stop the story for.
I'm sorry. Look, I'm back to Andy. You're welcome, Noah.
It's okay, baby. I love you.
I know you do.
On Hold the Bacon, Nate smoked your asses. He got Stephen Root to Gene Garofalo in 2 degrees. Stephen Root was in Dodgeball with Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller was in Reality Bites with Janine Garofalo. Duh.
Also Mystery Men. Also fucking everything else. Yeah.
If Noah's penis is ever taking its East Coast tour and needs inspection, let me know. Thanks, guys. Michelle.
Whoa.
Wait. Where is this on Facebook?
It was a message sent to the TanCast group.
Oh, sent to... Like, so... Oh, okay.
Like a Facebook email.
Okay, so it's not on the wall.
Right.
Gotcha.
Fair enough.
So there you go. You're welcome, Michelle. Sorry for the mispronunciation. Way to school us on Hold the Bacon. And Noah's cock is always ready for inspection.
Not always, you know, sometimes. You know.
Sometimes it's chilly. Noah's having
a couple
of drinks.
I don't think someone's going to call him on it. Wait, not always. Hang on.
You never know. Like, I may be out someday. Hey, you know, are you Noah from TanCast? Time to inspect your penis. It's always ready. I'm like, wait. So hold on. I put a caveat.
Drop your socks and show your cock. All right, next.
I'll just jump in and grab one that was sent in to us from Travis. It just says, Tim, Andy, and Noah, 200 episodes is an amazing achievement. I was thinking of starting a podcast when I stumbled across yours and have been listening for over a year now. Oh, and I heard that Noah's cock is so big he could rape Superman while being raped by Superman. Thanks for settling the for setting the low end of the curve so it's not me. Your number one elected representative fan, Travis.
And then I looked him up because I'm like, is he really elected representative?
All right. Well, I'm not going to I won't say the last name just in case he doesn't want to be.
Yeah.
To be outed like that. But
I'm surprised anybody with a high office or any office whatsoever listens to this show.
That's the difference between like listening to this show and doing this show. None of the three of us fucktards can ever run for anything.
Fucking, you don't want that on your opponent's election campaign commercials. Like, oh, Travis listens to Tancast. Tancast talks about Superman rape. Superman rape. Wrong for Minnesota. Wrong for America.
In episode one of Tancast, Andy says the problem with Atlanta is the black people. Is Travis racist too?
Travis isn't in Minnesota, is he?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I tried to pull the random state, but then I remembered one of our listeners identified him or herself as being from Minnesota. I'm like, fuck, I don't actually want to. I don't want to actually connect any dots. I don't think I did.
I know you tried to pick like one of the more northernly, you have less less inhabited states, but it's probably exactly right. So I was like, fuck no.
I should have picked Alaska.
Yeah, that actually would have been good. You go, wrong for Alaska. All right. Sorry, wait. I mean, scary voice. Wrong for Alaska. Or nice. Hawaii. No, there's some people in Hawaii.
We have listeners in Hawaii?
There's some fine bitches in Hawaii, man.
All right. This one's from Greece. It says, hey, boys. No, I just added that myself. Happy 200th episode.
Sorry, in my head that was, hey, boys.
Wah, blah, blah. Wah, blah, blah, blah. Sorry.
What the hell was that?
That was like one of those striptease type things. Like, you know, hey, boys. And then she starts, getting down to it.
I got it.
My wife last week was trying to explain to me what hot stuff was because, or maybe it was this week, whenever the hell Donna Summer died. And I was like, yeah, I know. Stripped to it.
Was she trying to explain how to interrupt Noah reading an email? Because you did that perfectly.
I am excellent at that.
And does that all on his own.
Master.
Happy 200th episode. Hope the fun never ends. It probably will. I know I will. It will end. We will die someday. That's
yes.
The truth of life.
Unless Kurzweil's right and we all upload ourselves into the Matrix.
Or Andy will interrupt me one time too many. I'll be like, fuck it!
Hey, your own goddamn show! Wordy, wordy, McFunny, fuck!
Since you want listener emails, here's mine. It's chock full of fun questions. Here we go. So first, I want to thank you all for all your years and episodes of fun and laughter. It seems like there's always a great episode when I'm feeling low, so thank you. You guys have also brought my brother and I a bit closer and made my dream of being a, I guess you could say, published writer come true. You guys are amazing. I talk about you all the time, and I even get my family to listen a bit. LOL. Anyway, since I am the number one redheaded Disney freak, that is all one word, and a cast member, I have some redheaded and Disney, mostly Disney-related questions. So here's your Grace top 10, not too titling questions. Should I just read them off, or do you want to read them and then answer?
Let's read them and try and answer them as briefly as possible.
Yep. Okay. Have you ever been with a redhead? I have. I've had sexual relations with a redhead.
I tried. Failed.
I see her sometimes.
What?
Randomly, I see her on different people's Facebook pages linked to other people that don't know you. If it's the same redhead I'm thinking of that Andy's talking about.
Grace or the redhead I took a swing at?
Might be her. Anyways.
Okay. Actually,
Just say the name. I'll just edit it out.
Yes, that's her.
Yep. Although I think that that may also count as a redheaded. Although I wouldn't
that's
say I ever.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
I wouldn't say I ever took a swing at that one. I would say I pined for that one.
Oh, you actually took a swing for.
Oh yeah.
Fuck! I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I.
She'd not stoop to my level.
I don't think I've ever I've ever gotten with an actual redhead, but I think I've gotten with a girl who dyed her hair red. Does that count?
I'm counting it. 50% credit, Tim. D minus.
Have you ever had a crush on a redheaded anime or real? Yes.
Fuck yes.
Yes, definitely.
Christina Hendricks. Boom.
Jessica Rabbit.
Just to be different, Janine from the Real Ghostbusters.
I saw someone dressed as April O'Neil the other day.
Was she a redhead?
No.
Depending
on
who drew her. Usually brunette.
Okay.
What is your favorite Disneyland ride show, past or present? You go ahead, Tim, and let me think for a moment.
I still gotta go Indy. Indy, when it first opened, was the most amazing thing I've ever been on.
I gotta agree. Fuck, especially since we were there, like, the first weekend it was open. That was amazing.
Yeah, I think I'll go Indy as well. Followed closely by Tower of Terror. I don't know why, that ride's just fun to me.
Yeah, see, I've never been on that one. I would
followed
say followed
closely by Captain EO for me. No shock.
I would say Star Tourist for me.
You gotta go on the new one with the 3D. Fucking Disney World's right down there. Get down to it.
I know. hey, as soon as my kid's big enough to really appreciate it, that is on the fucking list.
And big enough to say asshole.
I want him to be like five and a half, something like that, so he's big enough to ride the ride, like the good rides.
My first trip was at 3. That's the way to get it done.
Yeah, I took a trip when I was 3. I barely remember anything. I took
a
trip when I was 5. I remember fucking everything. It was magic.
All right, well, what's the next question Grace has?
Have you ever seen a celebrity at Disneyland? No.
Nope.
Yes.
All right.
Mickey doesn't count, Tim.
One of the Baldwins.
Oh.
I can't remember who. It wasn't Alec.
I was going to say Adam Baldwin, just to be different.
But as I was staring at him, trying to figure it out, I'm like, you know what? I should probably stop staring at him.
That's okay. I've been to
events where there were, I mean, Disneyland events where celebrities were there because it was, you know, a celebrity event. So I don't know if I should count that. Like,
wasn't that where Kelsey Grammer fell off the stage?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And where
I
rode Indiana Jones right after Pierce Brosnan.
Nice. Did the seat still smell like Bond?
Oh, did it ever.
I think she means sexual, but I don't know. She says, have you ever had a magic moment with a cast member? No.
I took that to mean just like, has there ever been like anything really special that touched you? And this is going to be really weird, but the Jungle Cruise ride, we had one guide one time when I was a little kid, maybe like 12, something like that. Every single time something happened, he gave the driest, flattest, most awesome, wow, what an adventure. For
I think
everything.
I remember you telling that story.
Yes. Yep. Still love it. I may still use it. It's stuck in my fucking head.
One time I was on the Storybook Canal Boats, and Alyssa was my captain, and she was awesome.
Excellent.
Magical.
Favorite Disney movie? We include Pixar movies?
Yeah, they're distributed by Disney.
What was the most recent Pixar movie? Toy Story 2?
Cars
2. Fucking 2.
Yep.
Oh, okay. And then
I assume?
Sorry, go ahead.
I said, so that's it, I assume, right? That's your favorite?
Yes, Cars 2. Noah's favorite.
Yeah, yep. I love it. I love Cars 2. Wonderful.
Noah tasted, Noah approved.
Probably Incredibles. Oh, you know, no, Up. Up was really good.
Ooh. Fuck, Up was good. I gotta go Toy Story 3.
I'm gonna stick with Mary Poppins.
That was a really good one.
Favorite Disney song?
That is a tough one.
I'm gonna say Be Our Guest.
I don't know if I really...
It's so catchy and so welcome. And just like the whole song and dance number and like... Yeah, I mean, it was early CGI integration, but like the fact that they brought that in, that was kind of cool to watch. So it's not just the song, which I really, really like, but also just the whole production that they did with it.
You got to see that in Mickey's PhilharMagic, which is going on right now at Disney World while you're sitting there waiting for your child to get older.
Well, what the fuck am I doing here?
All right. I'm going to go with Feed the Birds from Mary Poppins.
Another good one.
I'm gonna go with You Got a Friend in Me because that's what I remember.
See, I refuse to say anything from Toy Story because Randy Newman gets right up my ass every time. Nails on the chockboard.
You
that
got
voice.
A friend in me.
Sound like I ate my nose.
Hottest Disney character?
Depends. In the parks or on screen?
She doesn't specify. So I will say whichever you prefer.
I'm going to give an answer for each then. How you like those apples?
All right.
So on screen, Little Mermaid. You got to go with Little Mermaid. Well, I do. In the parks, Jasmine. I don't know why, but they seem to hire Jasmines with huge titties.
I think I know why.
Because Daddy has to come to Disneyland, too.
Yes, he does. Sometimes he comes to Disneyland.
It's not all talking mice and singing pirates. Sometimes I need some tits.
Opening next year, Beer and Tits Land.
I think I'll go with Ariel as well.
I got to go with Jasmine, animated or real.
So apparently the Tancast guys endorse the Little Mermaid and Jasmine. There you go.
Disney movie you hate?
Fuck,
probably
I should have
Cars
said Nala.
2.
That would have been funnier. God damn it.
Yeah, you probably should keep your fucking mouth shut while I fucking Noah is talking.
All right.
So Disney movie you hate? I would say Cars 2. I haven't even seen it, but... I hate it that much.
Woof.
What the fuck was it? Home on the Range? No.
Yeah, that was a Disney animated movie with Roseanne in it.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
All right.
The one with the yodeling guy, right?
And I have never saw it.
Yeah, don't.
I don't know if I have a Disney movie I hate. Like, I could say the same thing as Noah and go Cars 2, but I haven't actually seen it, so I don't know that I hate it.
I'm pretty sure it seems like it has a lot of Mater in it, and I do not like him.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if there's one I actually hate. Like, oh, I hate this movie.
I like Cars.
I mean, yeah, I mean, hate's a strong word. Like, if I ever saw Cars 2, I'd be like, oh, fuck. I think I'd be like, yeah, this sucks.
I think I'll go with the High School Musical series. I imagine I would hate them.
All right.
I hate the concept of them, so, yeah, agreed.
Although, I like Zac Efron's 17 again, so I don't know. But that wasn't Disney, so it doesn't matter. What's the next question?
We got two more emails. And finally, it's something about meeting people. Let me get the exact wording.
If you could meet your listeners, would you want to, and would you?
There you go. Thank you again.
Well,
God
I'll
bless.
Answer mine first, because yes, I did, and yes. I have met some of our listeners, and I wanted to, so it worked out nice.
I would say yes, but no pictures. I don't want to see the shit up on your MySpace.
I would say I have like a strong desire to meet the listeners. Not like I'm like, oh, I don't want to meet listeners. Not like I'm like, oh, I got to meet this person. But I would meet listeners.
Yeah, see, I'd be willing to, like, you know, meet people, hang out, whatever. I wouldn't want it to be like, hey, come meet the famous Andy, because I'm fucking not.
Oh, you're famous.
Relax. No one's going to say that.
No, I don't think it would ever be
people
that.
People are saying it right now.
No, what I meant was I wouldn't think of it that way. Whatever. Moving on. I've used up enough of my words.
And all right, well, I got an email from way back. Oh, was that it from that email?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is from way back, but Jesus wanted us to read it on, you know, he sent it a while back, but he wanted it on this show. Or I told him it would be on the show. Sheesh, Tim, just get to it. I know this most likely isn't show-worthy, but I have an inquiry. As I have previously said, I'm a writing student, and I am currently working on my first project. Pretty much, this project will encompass my appreciation for the superhero genre with some pop culture references thrown in and mixed in with influences from my people that I grew up with and around. My problem, aside from not having my degree yet, is that I have no idea how to write pop culture references, and thus I turn to you three. You see, I want to write both kinds of pop culture references, the kind that are obscure and only hardcore fans will get, and those that are open and everyone will get, and I hope to write them without sounding pretentious and assuming everyone knows what I'm referencing. I figured since this is a podcast by nerds for nerds, and you have a few more years ahead of me, you have more experience with the whole pop culture thing. What with Tim writing jokes and pop culture references and the slim chance that you have seen things I haven't, not to mention all the Kevin Smith movies you've seen and talk about, I ask you, what makes a good pop culture reference? Is it something subtle like how mech suits... What? Is it something subtle like how mech shows are inspired by the original Gundam series or how every other statement in the Tennant-era Doctor Who were about pop culture? And lastly, if this makes it to the show, I extend these questions to my fellow listeners. Thanks for all the help and wish me luck. Your friendly neighborhood fucking pie dream killer, Jesus. Or Jesus, as Andy likes to say.
Jesus!
There it is.
My name is Jesus.
I find you just reference them how, like, if you're writing something and it reminds you of, like, if you're like, oh, this reminds me of something in pop culture, then you just say that. Like, you just make reference to that. And it can be veiled so that it just sounds like part of the dialogue. I think it's... I feel like Kevin Smith did that a lot
mm-hmm.
in his movies, where it'd be like you'd hear on the commentary, "Oh, that's actually a salute to this movie," or "That's a salute to this movie." I'm like, "Oh, I didn't necessarily pick up on that, but I didn't feel I was any worse for the wear watching it the first time. Like, what are they talking about?"
Oh yeah, like especially how like the scene from Chase Amy is like the Jaws scene. Like, I did not know that just from watching that scene.
Yeah, that was some fucking obscure shit. Like, and then we put the blue lights behind them in the same places that the portholes were in Jaws. And
yep.
Yeah, so I guess Jesus or Jesus, the answer is probably watch a lot of shit and then don't have any other independent thoughts.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true. Just like talk about what you're talking about and then, you know,
reference other things.
Reference something else. Or, yeah. Like, if you want to do covert, like, overt references that you know people are going to know, like things like Star Wars or whatever's big with the kids these days, maybe Avatar, something like that, something you know everybody's going to know. You just, you know, call it out. It's kind of a hard one to... It's kind of a hard thing to just, you know, do it like this. It's just sort of you feel it out, but you talk in your own voice, or in the case of writing, like the characters' voices, if they're saying it, and then how they would work that into a sentence. Does that make sense?
I mean, I think it really works if it's like, pop culture like you really love and you can go in depth with it and think about it in a different way that someone else hasn't. Like the whole scene in Clerks where they're arguing about, you know, the people dying on the Death Star. You know, like, you know, they had no fight in that war. They were just trying to, you know, build something. I mean, that's, you know, that's not something you really think about, like, all the time. Like, oh, yeah, like, that's true.
Like, 100,000 plumbers died in that explosion.
I mean, I think that kind of makes a good pop culture reference. Look, kind of twisting it and looking at it a different way that maybe people don't normally look at it in it, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And I don't know that we're really necessarily the best people to be talking about it, because I don't think that we do it terribly well. Especially since when I try to do pop culture references, I then have to say what it was from and still get verbal blank stares from my two co-hosts.
You also want to time it so you're not interrupting other conversations with your references that really take the conversation nowhere.
Probably
that
also a really good idea. Yep. I'd say Joss Whedon is a fucking master of pop culture references.
Yeah, fucking watch Avengers.
Lots of pop culture set in there? God, I gotta watch that fucking movie.
Yes, yeah, you do. Tony Hawk. Tony Stark dropped a couple that are just...
Tony Hawk's in there. He's not really pop culture right now, but he was at one time.
Iron Man Ollie.
This isn't a huge spoiler and not a huge laugh, but he refers to Hawkeye as Legolas.
Nice.
Which I only know because of you.
I'm getting inside your brain. Can you feel it in your brain?
I mean, they don't spend a whole ton of screen time on it. He just says it, and it's, you know, people who got it, and people who didn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with pop culture references. Like, you know, the people who are going to be into it are going to get in, and some people aren't. And, you know, if it's, you know, some things it's going to be like, you know, if it's something little like that, I mean, that's fine if it's a throwaway line. If it's something bigger, then you're probably going to have something that's going to be a more wider audience. Like, you know, the Star Wars thing in Clerks again. It's like, you know, that's good because people know Star Wars. Like, you know, not everyone knows Lord of the Rings. A lot of people do, though.
Lots of fucking people do. I think it's great that way. I mean, specifically the mechanism that he uses for it is one that I've seen used a lot, and that is calling somebody the name of a character or referring to a situation as the name of some other, like, you know, battle of something that's from a movie or from some sort of pop culture, from a popular book series, something like that. Like calling some dude Legolas.
Yeah, like I got heckled a couple weeks ago, and not heckled, but she was. I was talking about like how did I mess up my tooth, and this woman yells out from the crowd, BMX. I was like, yep, BMX. I rode a BMX bike from the 80s into a club in 2004, and now I got to go back and get it back to my dad before I can make him and his mom, him and my mom meet at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance. I actually did it much better than that, but I can't remember the way I got there, but I got to the Enchantment Under the Sea dance, which is a reference to the Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like that you went back to the 80s for the BMX.
When the fuck have you heard of a BMX since then?
That's X Games.
Was BMX a brand?
I thought so.
I don't know.
You know, some of the best pop culture things I've seen have been on Reddit where people will tell a story and not use any names, and it will be like a story, you know, like I've seen someone do Star Wars, and I've seen someone do Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Tarantino is another good one for pop culture references.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He does more, he does references, but he also does homages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, an homage is nothing except an extended reference, I think.
Well, I feel homage is, I guess, more subtle, maybe? I don't know.
Doesn't have to be.
All right, fair enough.
Because I've seen some, like, real hack directors do, like, now I'm doing an homage to this thing. Look at it. Tim.
Whatever you do, avoid anything that Uwe Boll does. Now, there's a pop culture reference for you.
See? Boom. We lead by example.
Yep. All right, next email?
Yes.
This one is from Rob. Hey, guys, I can't believe you're turning 200. I started listening when you guys had about 30 episodes. I decided to catch up from episode 1 and initially wasn't sure what the hell I was listening to. But as soon as the infamous Superman debate happened, I was sold. I still remember the bemused look on my wife's face as I tried to explain the episode to her. And now here we are, 200 episodes in, and there are new tan babies. I have a new baby. Oh, and I also named my junk after you guys. Well done, left nut, cock, and right nut. Here's to another 200. Fuck me. I mean, 4 years. There have been time for, like younger siblings of the kids conceived and born since we started the show to have also been born. We've been doing this show a long-ass time.
See.
All right, so now we have the email from Reg. Hey, guys, here's my questions. Tim, is there any part of Disneyland, California Adventure not included, that you absolutely hate or the least dislike?
You don't have to exclude California Adventure because there is nothing in either park I absolutely hate. I apparently don't like Golden Horseshoe Review because I almost never go there.
All right. No offer to visit the Bay Area. Could I stay at your house? No.
Andy. Andy, if I were to give you the ability to send the southern states to the Phantom Zone, would you? No, because eventually all the old white people will die. So there's hope.
Fuck you. I want to go to New Orleans.
I love the concept of New Orleans. I just haven't enjoyed any time I've actually been in New Orleans.
I want to.
Because at no point have I ever been in New Orleans with the ability to, like, go to Bourbon Street and go nuts and have, like, the real, like, crazy experience. And I'm always an outsider, so I'm always, like, super hot and, you know, like, a stranger to the culture. So it's like, you know, I could love Zydeco and be absolutely moved by the slow swing jazz that they play, you know, marching in front of caskets for funerals. Like, I think that is fucking beautiful, like heart-wrenchingly beautiful, because it's like this sort of upbeat music that's also sad at the same time. And it's just like, it's like fucking everything about death and life in one expression. But I just stand there as like sweaty, fat, hot, white guy. That's all.
Story of your life.
Anyways, no, finish the
I love Reg. Can't get enough of your flub. I don't know how to say your last name. What?
Oh, no, I was going to say, don't say it. We don't do last names.
Oh, yeah, we don't do last names anyways, so I'm not going to even say it. P.S., you posted that stand-up episode and wondered if you could give a shout out for me, my bit in an amateur stand-up showcase. Here are the details. Reg, I don't know, maybe he wants his last name out there, I don't know. It's performing at the Stage 2 at the Ice House in Pasadena, California, 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, June 17th, 2012.
Sorry, Vraj, we can't plug it.
Nope.
All right, sorry, buddy.
Won't do it. Certainly not for Stage 2 at the Ice House in Pasadena at 7:30 on Sunday,
yeah,
June 17th, 2012.
Yeah, when you get to Stage 1, then you talk to us.
Yep.
We don't do no Stage 2 shit around here. Maybe Tim does.
It's Stage 1 or utter failure. That's all we will accept. Usually failure. Notice I said or, and I meant that in the totally logical sense.
All right. I got another email.
All right. Do it up.
This one's from Alyssa. Got hers in under the wire. I am currently at the happiest place on earth, sending this last-minute email to congratulate you and thank you for 200 glorious episodes of TanCast. I remember when Tim and I filmed an ancient episode of Kingdom Comedy promoting this podcast, and my oh my how times have changed. Now I work here, so no more need for a broke fool's charity fund. That was the crux of that video. It was like a fake charity to gather money for someone's annual pass, and it was Alyssa's annual pass. And the podcast has evolved quite a bit as well. I truly appreciate that you guys haven't given up on this podcast. I look forward to hearing about you. I look forward to hearing about you guys. Okay, that was her. I thought I just couldn't read.
I look forward to hearing blather
every week. It really brightens my day, and if I fall asleep to it, it gives me weird dreams. Disturbing, even. Thanks for everything and all the laughs, Alyssa.
We're TanCast. We're in your dreams.
Thank you for a-listening.
You know what? I want to thank you guys for not giving up on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking A. No, I think you summarized it. Who knows? All right, this one's from Rockin' Roger. It says, Tim, Andy, and Noah, guys, I wanted to say thank you for your wonderful podcast. Twice you guys have made a huge difference in my life, and you never even knew it. My daughter Emma had to have some knee surgery. Well, I wish I'd read this beforehand. I may get a little choked up about this. My daughter Emma had to have some knee surgery 2 years ago. The only thing that kept me sane that day was the fact that I had loaded up my iPod with all your old episodes. Then again, when I was told that I was... too large to have a lap band surgery, and I needed to lose 150 pounds to even have them consider me. Oh, sorry. Then again, all the rest of the things I said. I inserted a comma in my brain that he didn't put in. To even have them consider me. If I could lose 100 pounds, I wouldn't need the freaking surgery. But you guys have always managed to get me out of my depression. I love you guys, but not in a gay way. Well, at least not Tim and Andy.
Oh,
wait a second. Roger, are you telling me you love me in a gay way?
Call me.
Way to put the pieces together, Noah.
Ooh, and with a Roger-flavored email domain, nice job, sir.
Nothing against enjoy that. Me, Tim.
Certainly not Cox. Gobble, 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 gobble.
Yeah. Well, Roger.
Am I like the Pac-Man of cock? Gobble, 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 gobble.
Yep.
Roger, don't let the bastards get you down.
You're doing it.
You are doing it.
Good job, Roger. Keep your head up, buddy. So this is from Lindsay with E. Hello, Tim, Andy, and Noah. I was afraid I'd missed a 12-hour block to send emails, but I didn't. Congratulations on 2 episodes of Stuff and Things. Okay, your email's just 200. Choosing to listen to Tancast is one of the better choices I've made in my life.
Oh, Lindsay.
I mean, talk to somebody, girl. Down, Lindsay, but come on, you have had to make better choices than that.
Yeah. Hey, Lindsay, did you shoot anybody today? Better choice.
That was a good choice. Did you suck any dick for crack? No? Good choice. Yep. I hope you didn't suck any dick for crack.
You know what?
Did
you suck
bad.
Dick for crack? Also a better choice.
The weekly bickering and name-calling and stories always reminds me friendship is awesome. So here's the next 100 episodes. May you always hold the bacon. Your laughs always tan, and may your 5 always be high. Congratulations again, Lindsay, Tancast number 1 Britishy Things fan.
Thank you, Lindsay.
I like episodes of Stuff and Things.
Yes, I like that you capitalize Stuff and Things, because that's how I think about it.
That's all we got. It's not like we have a topic to hang our hat on this show. It's like, oh, Douglas Movies is about movies. Fucking The Nerdist is about nerd shit. Tancast is about whatever comes out of our mouths that week.
It's about an hour.
My turn?
Yep.
So this one is from Rob the Mac. Hey guys, first time emailer and long time listener, all the way since episode numero uno. That means number 1, Noah, in Spanish.
Oh, si!
Just want to let you know. I just wanted to send you an email congratulating you on 200 episodes. You've got me through many long drives and even more terribly boring work days. I hope you guys keep it going for another 200 because that would be awesome. Keep it up, guys. You're doing a kick-ass job. If it isn't already taken, this is your number 1 Minnesotan fan, don't you know? By the way, what keeps you guys doing the podcast? What is your motivation?
Tim.
Seriously?
I mean, no, it's good to talk to you guys weekly. But also, I mean, you know, you're really into it, and, you know, I enjoy it. But, you know, I'd do it for you, buddy.
So if I was like, guys, I don't think I'm interested in Tancast anymore, you'd be like, I won't miss it. Fuck it.
Well, you know, actually, it's really good now because Tim, not Tim, Andy, well, actually, both of you, since Tim has a full-time job now and Andy doesn't log on from work anymore, I don't really get to talk to you guys during the week like I used to. So it is nice to have that to talk to you guys before, because I used to be able to talk to you anytime. Like, you know, Tim, you would be on because you'd be taking care of the kid, and Andy, you would be on, you know, because you had a different job. But now,
yeah, I got to figure out what the situation is with my IT department, whether I'm cool with switching IM on or not, or whether they're going to freak out about it.
At least half the motivation is just keeping in contact with you guys.
Yep.
Because this started when I had moved to LA, and like I wasn't talking to Andy on a regular basis hardly at all, and I knew just from distance I would talk to Noah less and less. So I was like, it's good to get together and enjoy some old, like, you know, the old camaraderie.
Yeah.
And also another thing that keeps at least me going is when I moved back up here to from LA, I'm doing a lot less comedy than I used to be. So this is it's another outlet for essentially not performing, because it's not like I'm doing a show, but it is a show. You know, you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing a performance, but it is, you know, for lack of a better term, show business.
Yeah, no, I get you.
It's show business, baby.
Although there's not much show, and we're not doing any business. But other than that, nailed it.
Yeah, the two stand up comedy special things that you just did.
Mm-hmm.
In both cases, like in the back of my head, I was like, do we get permission and have the rights and whatever? And then I'm like, wait a minute. We're not making any money. We are not using this to promote ourselves. Tim is totally tossing this up because these are great comedians, and he hopes if 300 other people can hear about these people, who maybe didn't, he wants them to.
Yeah, although okay. I had the same worry. I was like, I meant to ask everybody ahead of time, but then just time ran away from me. I'm like, fuck it, I'm just throwing them up here.
Yep.
But my logic was they're already online for free anyway.
Yep.
Like, all this stuff was just stuff you could listen to online for free. And I put links to where you can watch it for free and all their other shit. So I felt like, at the very least, maybe I put a bug in somebody's ear so when one of these people comes to their town, they're like, hey, I heard that guy on Tancast. I should go see him.
Yeah, and most of the people, at least on the first stand-up episode, I honestly haven't had time to get through the second one yet. I've seen most of those people live because a lot of times, like when we were going to when you were doing open mic at the Rose and Crown, fucking hilarious. Tim has excellent taste.
Yeah.
All right, next letter.
Go for it.
This one's from Kiki and Harry, and they say, Tim, Andy, and Noah. Kiki and Harry here. We can't believe this is your 200th episode. You guys must feel old. I mean that in the nicest way possible. I'm wondering where you see yourself or the podcast in a year, maybe up to 5 years. Well, fuck, in a year we will be up to 5 years. I know that's a long way away. My worry is that with your children getting older, less time you have for this, or heaven forbid you run out of things to say. No, I will never fucking run out of things to say.
Fuck it. Fucking A, no we won't.
I have several lifetimes worth of words and probably less than several lifetimes worth of hours to do them in.
You know how they're building that thing in the mountain to save seeds? Andy has a mountain where he saves his words.
Yes.
We don't have enough server space for all Andy's words.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why they keep leaking out of my head. I'm full up past the brim. I'm just running around the country spreading them. I'm Johnny Applewords.
Johnny Applewords.
I also want to thank you guys again for keeping me and my boyfriend, maybe soon to be fiance, laughing every week. I say soon because it hasn't happened yet, but he keeps hinting. Harry says, fuck yeah, to the 200th episode. Here's to another 200.
Get in there, Harry. Pop the question.
God, we'll be almost 40 if we keep this pace up and get to 400.
Wow.
Yeah, I could see, at least in the future, like, maybe we don't do it once a week anymore.
Yeah. I'd like to keep doing it for, I mean, you know, really until we or everybody else, and, you know, probably even long past then, get fucking sick of it.
And I should say, we never really sit down and go, guys, what's our 1 year and 5 year plan?
Yeah, because it's not a business.
There's no long-term goals for Tancast.
I think the most we ever talk about Tancast is maybe like a month out, if that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, hey, I'm going to be going somewhere in 2 weeks. We got to figure out a different way to record.
And sometimes it's like, oh, shit, I'm going out of town in 2 days. Andy.
That would be weird if we did it like, so how long have we been doing it now?
We're coming up on 4 years.
Yep.
Or we passed
it. It'd be weird if we did it for like a decade. I kind of want to do it for a decade just to say we did it. Like, we've been on the air for a decade.
Yeah.
And then close up shop at the decade, like, fuck it, we're done. That's it. Tancast out.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah, the 31st is our 4 year tanniversary.
31st of May?
Of May. Yeah, we're a week away.
Huh.
I had that on my calendar.
Yep.
I thought it was in June for some reason.
I think that was the anniversary of the day we recorded, and I think June 2nd or 5th or something like that was when you put the first episode out.
Oh, all right.
2nd or 5th, like those are the only two options.
Gotcha.
All right, Noah.
All right, this one is from Jason. It says, Dear Andy and Noah, sorry, Tim, I still love you. My girlfriend and I recently moved apartments. We decided not to get cable installed. We just got internet so we could use our Wii console to stream Netflix. It really is a great deal, and we're only paying a third of what we were paying before with internet and TV. On the negative side, we're quickly running out of stuff to watch. Do you two have any suggestions? We already have watched all the available episodes of Breaking Bad, How I Met Your Mother, The Office, The Walking Dead, Being Human, and I'm currently watching TNG all the way through. Thanks so much. I love the show. You guys get me through my week.
I don't know if the Battlestar Galactica series, the remake, is up on Netflix. If it isn't, I highly recommend it. Also,
I believe
Sherlock.
It is. Gotta go ahead.
I was going to say, also Sherlock, I've heard great things about the same people who are doing Sherlock did a modernization of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde that I believe is just called Jekyll. That's on my list, but I can't personally speak to it. Shit, there was some other great show that is on Netflix now that was on my to watch list that I haven't gotten around to yet.
Well, I looked at Netflix streaming really quick when I saw this email. Sherlock is on there, which, yep, is great. Sons of Anarchy, A lot of people like it. I watched a few episodes. Seems pretty good. It's on there. You know, Scrubs is on there. That show was kind of funny.
Scrubs was great. Scrubs, like, for a comedy to, like, make me, like, openly weep, they did some great shit on that show. Also, I'm a bitch.
You are a little bitch. Futurama, there's, like, a ton of seasons of Futurama on there, which is a great show.
Mm-hmm.
Firefly. And lastly...
Isn't TNG on there?
TNG's on there.
He's already going through TNG.
Ah.
Lastly, freshly added, G.I. Joe and Jim. Funny me.
Alrighty.
So that's what I recommend.
All right.
Oh, me now for an email?
Yeah.
I had one open, and then I clicked away from it to do something else. Because this just couldn't keep my attention. Just kidding.
Aww. Is it one from just...
I'm joking, motherfucker! Well, let me read... I wanted to read some of the Facebook ones, because people posted on Facebook. So I'm going to try... Well, some of these we won't be able to do, I don't think, just because we're running low on time. But I'll at least mention them. Melanie asked if she is still Tancast number one MILF GILF. Has anyone else claimed that title? I have to know. I don't think so.
Right in.
I'm going to say no.
We typically say name it and claim it, but we've had people battle for it before.
I swear, she seems way too young to be a GILF, unless G means something else.
Girl, I'd like to fuck?
No, I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be grandma.
I thought her kid is like six. Fucking that kid is a pimp.
P-I-M-P.
He is Mig Mimp.
He puts the imp in pimp.
And then he puts the imp in you.
And as far as I know, we'd all like to fuck her. So that was a joke. Adam asked, what was your most awkward first date?
Adam, it was with your
mom.
I think
that's one we'll have to save for another time. So we'll put a pin in that one.
All right.
Gary asks, why is there blood in my poo-poo? I don't know. Get that shit checked out.
No, go to wait, a doctor. Gary, the very big distinction. Is there blood on your poo-poo or in your poo-poo? Like, is it mixed in and kind of black and tarry? Or is it just sort of like a ribbon right across the surface?
Wow.
If it's a ribbon across the surface, it could just be that you had a hemorrhoid that burst. If it's in, you definitely need to go see your doctor.
There you go. Andrew says, I love Tancast. Vic asks us, if we had to sit through a Hasbro movie, would it be Battleship, or Transformers 3? Well, Noah's already sat through Transformers 3.
Yep, so that makes an easy decision. You know, I honestly, from the trailer, did not think Battleship looked that bad.
I think it looks horribly generic, but that's got to be better than horrible. So I'm going to say
Battleship. Yeah, it didn't look like it was breaking ground or anything. It just looked like, hey, this is a big action movie.
And this has been Watch This, Not That.
I'm going to pick Transformers 3, actually.
Oh.
And last one off of this, and there were more Facebook ones, but again, I don't want to... we run out of time. Sorry. Ken says, do you have a comic book collection? If like 25 comics counts as a collection, yes.
I have a couple hundred comic books, so yes.
If a couple of softbound things like V for Vendetta and the complete Sandman collection and a couple of other things like that counts, then yes, a very tiny one. Tiny, but I think well curated. Although, Noah, I read a bunch of yours, Noah, when we lived together, and I wish I owned those things so I could go back. Like Kingdom Come and, oh shit, there was something else that Alex Ross did that was spectacular. Marvels.
Marvels?
Yes, Marvels.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yep, Marvels. Alrighty, next letter?
Go for it.
Alright, this one comes to us from CJ and starts off, hello, bitch tits, which is why I insisted on reading this.
And it is a good one.
If any of the three of us have the bitch tits, it's me.
No argument here.
It's been a long... hey, by the way, for how to do pop culture reference, here you go. It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near. But no, seriously, it's been a long damn road. I've been following the podcast like clockwork since around episode 60. Since then, I've listened to every episode at least 3 times, most 4 times. I cry myself to sleep at night thinking of how much of my life I've wasted. I'm sure you feel the same. Or do you? As you come up to episode 200, how do you feel about Tancast as a whole? How has Tancast changed your life? It may sound ridiculous, but it has had a strange and notable influence on me. This is the part of the email where we slowly fade to black to a video of a younger CJ skipping or doing something fruity as an older and damn sexier CJ narrates this with his far more masculine voice.
He still has a baby face, though. Sorry.
Noah, why you gotta break balls and also interrupt? I found this shit stained through Kingdom Comedy. As a 13-year-old who had yet to develop a sense of humor, I found the series hilarious. I gained interest in... What was that?
I said, fuck you, CJ.
CJ, why you gotta break balls? I gained interest in Tancast from the quick blurbs at the end of many episodes of Kingdom Comedy. I think I blanked out for the explicit warnings. I downloaded an episode figuring I'd give it a shot. I was so excited to hear that sad-looking man talking about Disney with his sexy-looking friend and a monkey. 30 seconds later, I turned it off. That isn't a joke. Oh, no, sorry, I turned it off. That isn't a joke. Raised as a Mormon in Mormon, Utah, in a Mormon family of 9, I was repulsed by your cruel language. Look how far I've come. A few months later, I gave it another shot. I don't know why. I probably shouldn't have. The show then appealed to my 7th grade sense of humor. Yeah, that's about probably where we stopped developing. however, it still had intellectual conversations thrown in every once in a while, a trend which has increased recently, which I'm very pleased with. I was hooked, kind of like meth. Actually, a lot like meth. Damn you, meth dealers. However, through all the jokes, Tancast has had a profound impact on my life. As I stated before, I was raised very conservative in a highly religious family. Tancast showed me through a semi-twisted way that the community I knew wasn't the only one out there. Tancast encouraged me to think. Really? Sorry. It encouraged me to question what I was familiar with. Needless to say, I'm currently a liberal atheist, and I'm far more open about who I am and who I'm comfortable with myself. It's strange to say, but that's largely part to this sick, twisted podcast. So, thank you. But in all seriousness, thank you, Three and Van. I miss you for all the work that you put into this show. It's a time-consuming monster, but you really are doing some good. I've communicated with some other Tancasties and Tan Nasties, and they say the same. We all appreciate everything you do. So, what kind of effect has Tancast had on you? Kisses, your bitch, CJ. P.S. My current relationship also thanks you three. Is also thanks to you three. A fact that my girlfriend of 7 months tries to ignore. We hit it off, so to speak, because of our first conversation about Jeff Buckley's cover of Hallelujah, a song Andy introduced me to in a high five of cover songs. It's now our second relationship song next to DJ Technoid's Tancast theme. Nah, but that would be awesome. Thanks, CJ. That is fucking great. Dude, you write well.
That man knows how to fucking craft some prose.
Yes. We're good, you do. Yes. Like it much, me.
How has Tancast... I was a hard... I remember reading that. I'm like, yeah. How'd I answer that? How Tancast has changed my life.
It's amazing to me that, like... It's not because Tancast doesn't matter to us, because it does. I mean, it's keeping the three of us talking and sharing and fucking ripping on each other, and I love that every single week. It is great. Because sometimes I have a shitty week, and I got you guys to look forward to. But at the same time, it's like, every once in a while, we get something like this. Well, really, like all these emails that we've been going through, and it's like, fuck, this nonsense has actually, like, touched other people. Like, I don't understand. I don't think it's worthy to have done so. But I am, like awed and humbled every time I hear something like that.
You are not allowed to have significant feelings about our podcast. Stop
no.
it. Stop it. This is rubbish.
I am a
you
bug.
You are listening to rubbish.
I am a bug, and you will treat me as such.
You will swap me away after I buzz in your ear too long.
Yes, exactly. Once the diarrhea lets up.
I think I share Annie's sentiment. Like, when we decided to do this, I had no idea how long it would last. I did not think it would last this long. B, I didn't really think, you know, it would have any really, like, deeper meaning for anyone. It's just like, oh, you know, some guys rambling on, you know, that'd be it. I mean, mostly I thought maybe our friends would listen, and that would be the end of it.
Honestly, I thought our friends would listen to, like, one or two, go, that was funny, and never again.
That's kind of what happened, but other people stepped up and filled the void.
Yeah. Although we do still have a couple of friends, and I honestly appreciate the fact that even though I don't talk to them nearly as much as I ought to or want to, the time difference and the life difference and all the rest of that shit that's kind of kept me away, just the fact that, like, I know they're still hearing from me, it feels like we're at least having half of kind of a conversation.
Yeah. And, like, you get to hear from them in terms of comments and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, look, my friends are awesome. One thing specifically, and this isn't about how TanCast has affected me, but I wanted to flip it back around and talk about how TanCast affected CJ. And when I read this email, like for a minute, I got a little misty about it. And then I thought, I was like, oh, fuck. I kind of feel like, you know, maybe listening to me and my own struggles with my faith and having lost my faith, I'll just come out and say it. Like, did I take something away from somebody else? Like, was my feelings of negativity and, you know, all the, like, acrimonious words coming out of my head, you know, did I steal something that was maybe giving somebody else some comfort? But I think I can't lay that kind of shit on myself. I think CJ is, at some level or another, an adult, fully formed person who can decide his own way in life. And if I had some influence on that, then I had some influence on it. But I shouldn't feel bad that CJ wound up at the same place that I did.
I was going to say, because it's not like you're an authority figure. You're just somebody he's listening to. And I'm sure he's heard plenty of voices saying the opposite that he didn't choose to click with. So yeah. I think it's more something that he... And I don't mean to speak for CJ, except fuck CJ.
Oh, but Tim, he's our bitch. It says so. And the kisses, Tim.
I don't really want to... wait. No, I don't really want to fuck CJ, but I don't really mean fuck CJ. It's a joke. But, it's just something that, on some level, it sounds trite, but like something he wanted or needed to hear, or something that just... It clicked with him. So it wasn't like, you know what, Andy says this, so I'll believe it. It's like, you know what, that's kind of where I was going in my head, or that makes sense in my head, so I'm going to grab onto that and take it somewhere else.
Yeah, I guess I should never feel bad that somebody thought for themselves.
Yeah.
All right. So sorry, CJ, I totally turned that thing, like, I'm going to turn this towards CJ, and by saying that, what I really mean is swim in Lake Me for a little while longer.
Yeah, I'm sure Tank has to change my life in some way, but it's not something I can look back on and say, you know, specifically this is what it did. I mean, obviously, you know,
yeah,
it changed.
It's been
my
weirdly
course in some
present
way, but it's hard
for
to
some
know.
Major changes.
Sorry, what was that?
I was gonna say it's been weirdly present for some major changes in your life.
Yes, all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's kind of cool to have that to go back and listen to, like, and remember where you are at different points in your life. I mean, that's one of the major things it is for me.
Yeah.
It's like an audio diary almost.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, I forgot about that. That was shitty. I did make fun of it. Yay me.
Dear shit-licking, cock-sucking diary.
I've been doing something kind of geeky. I don't keep a diary, but I add, like, little life events to my calendar now.
Huh.
And, like, because, like, I was thinking about, like, you know, when I first moved out and I started going on dates, like, I was going back and looking for something, and I, you know, I put the dates on the calendar so I'd remember them, and then, but then they, like, brought back memories. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that, like, and, like, and then other stuff along the way. I just thought it was interesting. I'm like, oh, you know, it does kind of, like, jog my memory about, you know, my past year.
Huh.
So now I've started, you know, purposely adding to little stuff. That's all.
That was a weird yet somehow poignant tangent, Noah. I'm gonna be thinking about that later. Well, all right, so I don't have to think about it now. Why don't you do another listener email?
All right, so this one's from Tyler. Says, hi there, Tim, Andy, and Noah. It's Tyler, your second nerdiest listener after Dominique.
Dominic.
Dominic. I said it right.
Nope, Dominique would be I-Q-U-E.
But I'd like to congratulate you on your 200th episode. I never thought I would see the day. Also, I would like to thank you for plugging my podcast on your show a few months back. It was around February. It really meant a lot to me. Just in case you're curious, my podcast is up to episode 7 now. You're doing it. You got a little ways to go to get 200, but you're on your way.
You can't get to 200 without passing number 7.
Nope.
Or you could just jump straight to 200.
Yeah, fuck, it's just a number. Write what you want.
But anyways, congrats on your 200th episode and for all those boring classes and theater workshop meetings, I build props and whatnot that have been made into much better times because of TanCast. And here's to another 200, a kid can dream, can't he? Great episodes with high hopes. Tyler, number 2 nerdiest listener. And you'd like us to plug his number 7 episode of his podcast, which is linked to in the email, and it's called Angry Nerds Podcast. So there you go.
Arr.
Arr, we're angry and we're nerdy. What are you going to do about it?
Do Do we want to each read another email, or do you want to, or should we stop now?
Well, I only knew.
I think there's just one more.
I thought so.
And it's a short one.
Oh, then fuck it. Yeah, read it.
Well, do it up, Tim.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Well, I started. I didn't know if you wanted to.
Well, Tim, you started Tancast. You're the whole fucking reason this thing is kicked off.
If you want to be technical, you started Tancast because it wasn't anything until it was a website, and you started the website.
Well, okay, but that wouldn't have happened without you saying, you fucking named Tancast, too, so do it up.
We're all little gardeners in this podcast garden.
Yep.
Tim,
we're all taking our turns, pooping
the
in a corner.
Of heathen.
Andy made the little garden for the seed to grow. I took a shit on it.
I fertilized it.
So I went straight to pooping. Noah took a more meandering path, but it paid off better.
yeah, that's right. I didn't hear yours, Andy.
You'll hear it in edit.
All right. All right, so I guess this last one is from Justin. First off, congrats on 200. I've been listening since...
Quick, I just wanted to point out, and right under the wire. Like, it arrived after we started recording.
No, I got it before we started recording.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, his and Alyssa's came at right at the same time.
Maybe I hadn't refreshed my inbox, maybe. Sorry.
Yeah.
I should be. Wouldn't be a Tancast.
I hate you!
Rightly
I think,
so.
I think Tancast will never end. We'll keep doing episodes, because Andy will always interrupt it.
Yep. Ah, fuck, we ran out of time again.
Every week, I try and get back to whatever I was talking about before Andy or Noah. Let's not be fair. Noah loves to interrupt as well.
I love it that you see it as we're always interrupting you.
As opposed to?
Sometimes you are interrupting us.
Bullshit!
Just because you started first doesn't mean that you're not the one interrupting. Except
see,
with logic.
That's the kind of pointless bullshit tangent that I'm talking. What the fuck? Fuck you!
See, some people say don't poke the bear, but it's more like poking a chipmunk.
Fuck you. I will nibble on your nuts as a chipmunk. How do you like that? Storm my tree all winter. You fucking douche.
Oh, and I remember Justin's Justin-flavored email address, too.
Anyway,
I'm sorry.
So... Justin has been listening since episode 167 and went back and listened to every episode. I love Tim's road rage in episode number 60. Well, then I'm sure you've had plenty to love in this episode. I wanted to ask if you had any tips about stand-up open mic nights, Tim. You can read it on the show. I'm cool with it. I live in a small town, and the bar near me has open mics on Thursdays, and I'm thinking about doing stand-up for it. Any advice or words of warning would be much appreciated. I assume this is not a... If this is a stand-up open mic night, then how I did it, me and Noah actually went to the open mic first and watched it maybe a couple times before we came back and I actually performed. So for me, that just made me feel like, okay, I know what I'm kind of getting into, what the audience – I mean, the audience has changed from night to night, but just, you know, get a general lay of the land so you're not just going in cold. I prefer to do that personally. But the first open mic I ever did was not that. I actually did one a long time ago, but it wasn't a comedy open mic. It was it was like a poetry / music / whatever you want to do open mic. And so no one else was doing comedy, and so no one was feeling my comedy.
Mm.
Well, granted, it was also literally the first time I tried performing stand-up as an adult, you know, because I'd done it in high school, but that didn't count either because it was other people's jokes with a few of mine thrown in. But this was like stuff I wrote first time performing it on stage, and like I just felt like, whew, this... sucks ass. In fact, I didn't do it again for like 2 years. So, if it's not a comedy open mic, just be prepared. You may not get the response that you're hoping for. Because people may, you know, people are, it's going to take people, and the point is, it's not necessarily you. It takes people a while to shift from, you know, I've just listened to poetry about my dead mother to, hey, what's the deal with airline food? Like, people can't make that switch that quickly.
Yeah, so. Emotional whiplash is not something that people adjust to well.
Yeah. But if it's a stand-up open mic night, I say go, maybe enjoy a night ahead of time, and then find out what the sign-up process is and get in there. Give it a shot.
And keep at it, and you will be nervous your first time.
Yes, I was extremely nervous.
Oh, you, I know. But, I wasn't there for the very first one, but I was there for the first one at the... Rooster Teeth Feathers.
Yeah.
Not Rooster Teeth Feathers.
Rose and
Crown?
Oh, speaking of which, I'll say it. The At the end of the two stand-up episodes, there was comedy from me at the end of both of them. The first one was my first ever set at Rooster Teeth Feathers. And on the second one, it was my last ever set at the Ice House in Pasadena. Not to say I'm never going back there, but I mean it's...
Did you get blackballed?
It was the same time I auditioned for Wipeout. That was when I was down there to do a show for the Ice House. Anyway, just thought I'd bring that up. So, the worst thing that happened is you don't get laughs, and you'll find out... I mean, it sounds like, oh shit, I don't get laughs, but you'll find out you can survive that, and it's no big deal. And you can get them next time. A good piece of advice I was given when I first started out is remember the first 1,000 performances don't count.
Wow, 1,000?
Yep.
Do you think you've done 1,000, Tim?
Maybe. I don't know. I was trying to figure that out because I was at an open mic, a comedy contest where there was a lot of newer comics, and someone asked me for advice. I'm like, well, this is the best advice I was ever given. And then I was like, well, you know what? Have I done 1,000 yet? Are they counting now?
Yeah,
fuck.
It would take you 4 nights a week for 5 years to get to 1,000.
I've been at it 10. So it would only take 2 nights a week. And on many nights, I've done it more than 2 nights a week.
Yep. Or I guess going up multiple times in a night would do it too.
Which I've also done.
Yep. Yeah, you've done 2 shows a day for a couple of things.
Well, in LA, especially in LA, sometimes I would get 3 shows in, 3 open mics in at a night.
Yep.
And I know you're in a small town, so you probably don't have that opportunity, but perform as much as you can is the best advice I can give you, because it's like anything else, it only gets easier or better if you practice at it.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, and this is totally passing along somebody's advice who's not my own, but it's kind of that thing I was talking about at the very beginning of like, I like listening and learning like people's processes, and every fucking comedian, every successful one that I've heard on Drinking Buddies or on The Nerdist, it really seems like they always keep saying that you've got to learn to not only let failure go, but learn to make it work to your advantage. Like, figure out, not like, oh, I suck, I'm down on myself, oh this, oh that. Like, go back and look at that joke, put it away for a little while, figure out why it didn't work, figure out what you might be able to tweak at it. You know, like give it some time to percolate in your brain and figure out, can you shift it 90 degrees? Can you skew it some way that'd be a little bit surprising? But take it all as feedback and don't take any of it as like a judgment of you personally.
Yeah, that's excellent advice. And it's harder, it's easier said than done, but if it's something you can keep in the back of your mind, it's something you can work on. Unless you're like, I just want to do an open mic for shits and giggles, in which case, all right, go ahead and do it. You don't need all this advice.
And if you bomb and you enjoyed it, good night, lick my balls, and then just put the mic down. Don't.
Yeah, if you bomb and you enjoyed it, I know a whole host of people just like you in L.A.
Justin?
And they're doing quote-unquote comedy every night of the week.
Do not spike the mic. It may look really funny when people do that on TV, but those things are expensive.
And don't fuck the waitstaff.
Really?
Yep.
Not even a little bit?
Nope.
Do you mean fuck with or just fuck?
Well, either. Definitely don't fuck with them, but don't fuck the waitstaff, because if you are, I mean, unless you're like, okay, we're going to be in a committed married relationship, or, you know, not married, but you know what I mean? Like a serious, like if you're just fucking them and then leaving them, then that leaves a bad taste in most people's mouths, no pun intended. And then they work at the place where you want to go up and do stand-up. That's awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing like trying to make everybody laugh when one person in the back is shooting daggers and also dropping glasses.
And not to mention, she probably knows the boss in some capacity.
Yeah.
Which may affect your future bookings there.
Yeah.
And so I use that as the excuse why I've never hit on any of the waitstaff. Not that I knew that I would be shot down instantly. I'm sure they all would have said yes. I just have that as a personal rule.
Yep.
Sorry, ladies.
You can't have none of this, ladies.
Sorry, ladies. I have business ethics.
Oh, Big and E I'm married, but I wasn't always, and that's the point of that story.
All right.
My dick's not married. I don't see a ring on it.
The other Facebook ones that we won't get into, but I just want to mention, Dominic asked what our greatest fears were, which seems like a possible high five.
Yeah.
Luke asked for our favorite Tancast moments, which I think we sort of covered indirectly. And Christy asked for a good don't masturbate in the kitchen, but I don't think Noah has a recipe on the fly.
I do.
Really?
I actually saw it before, and so I brought one up.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Kitchen. Kitchen.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal. Now we'll give you a recipe that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember. Do not stroke your bone. Don't masturbate in the kitchen.
Well, vegetarian, it's vegetarian, so, you know, there's that. But it's black beans, sweet potato, and quinoa chili. I just made it yesterday, and I've made it before. And it's delicious, and I will provide you with a link.
Boom!
So there you go.
So we got to use the kicking his feet and don't masturbate in the kitchen theme songs on this week's show.
Oh, you didn't hear it, but while you were away, you also got in What's Out Noah's Window.
Oh, while I was away?
Yeah, when you were getting a lozenge or whatever.
Oh, hot diggity damn.
Yep. Trifecta. Fuck.
There's nothing more to do.
Nope. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the last Tancast. We've apparently completed our mission on Earth.
The recipe doesn't mention it, but I always think avocado on top of chili is delicious.
I think avocado on top of on top of the trash can is just about right.
Really?
I do not like avocado. I know, California. It's like travesty.
You're weird.
I know.
I do not like avocado. Like, I'm not a big fan of guacamole when you fuck with avocado, but just avocado, yes.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's just me.
Well, next week we'll be back to our normal mediocrity, so don't worry about that. All right. Thought that'd be funnier.
No, just true. Just painfully, painfully true.
Remember, never trust a 200th episode.
You're doing it.
Yeah, this week I learned we have some touching, wordy motherfuckers listening to us.
Listening to this episode of the Tancast podcast. You can go to our official website, tancast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official Tancast Facebook page, the official Tancast Twitter page, and the official Tancast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at tim, andy, or noah@tancast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official Tancast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, Superman will rape you.
Tancast. I can't have you disrupting my pussy train. Fucking bitches, fucking bitches, fucking bitches.
Where the fuck is that from?
Fucking my diseased mind.
You should keep that part in. That part's funny. Fucking bitches. Fucking bitches.
How are we gonna set it up? How are we gonna set it up without the rest of it?
You don't even. You can just have that be the intro, just for no reason. Fucking bitches. Fucking bitches. Woo woo.
And for some reason, Tim, I swear it sounds like your engine is being run by Al Pacino.
Fucking ooh. Bitches, fucking bitches, fucking bitches. Come on now, fucking bitches. Ooh, was that great big ass? I think Tim's still, you listen to Hollywood Babylon, that's what it is.
Fuck, they said something funny and interesting that I thought you would be interested in last week, and I don't remember what it was.
Fucking Kevin Smith is just fucking doing everything. This guy, have you seen how many shows he has on Smodcast now? Like, it's
no.
And Scott Mosier has his own Shepherd show now with some guy from The Nerdist.
Yes, I heard him talk about it like, here's what it sounds like when I don't get interrupted. It's like sort of the tagline.
Nice.